Fear is only temporary. Regrets last forever. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted as being among Apple's best. I like it a lot, and since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. If relationships are your thing, then you'll want to listen to episode 367 on how to fix your relationship without nagging. You'll find there's something in every weekly episode that you can use in your daily life. I listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on both Apple and Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about designing your life and living without regrets. Enjoy.
So I recently shared this video on some of the things that can dramatically change the direction of your life forever. But I think what I did not say was that what more often changes a person's life for the worse is the things they don't do. So I want to share in this video three things that I think will almost guaranteed lead to major life regrets. And if you want to reach your full potential, you have to be very careful of these three things. So the first regret that I think is the fundamentally most important is you will regret never taking the chance on going after your dream. When I was 22 or 23, I booked this one-way ticket to China that I've talked about a lot in my videos. And the main reason I did that was because I had worked this great first year and I was a teaching assistant in a high school in New York. It was a good job. I liked it. It was easy. I could see that I was helping the students, but I knew that there were all these other dreams that I had that if I stayed at this job for the next 10, 20, 30 years, and I probably would have been happy with it. But if I stayed there were all these dreams I had since I was a kid that I just knew I was never going to be able to do. I was just never going to reach my potential in that regard. And I'd always wanted to go to China to study with monks and holy people and learn Kung Fu in the park and just have this wild adventure, this story that I could tell later in my life, not just for the story, but because I was someone who was fulfilling his potential. And that was my passion. Like, that was the thing that spoke to me that I would just dream about, like, well, what if I dropped everything and I just went? And it was one of the best decisions that I ever made. And I can't imagine what my life would be like if I never ended up doing that. And I was just like, well, you know, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to support myself? What will my family and friends think? What if I'm never going to have time? I'll be too old to start a family. I didn't do any of those worries. I didn't cave to any of those fears because I knew on my deathbed, I would regret never doing that thing. Now, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, had a very similar story in one of these news articles that was going around. He said that he has this regret minimization framework where he was, I think, a finance guy in New York City, and he told his boss that he was going to quit to start this online bookstore. Now, his boss and he went for this long walk, I think, through Central Park in the city, and his boss was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, you're making really good money. You're in New York City. Like, are you sure you want to do that? And Jeff Bezos said that he went home and he spoke with his wife that night and he decided that based on this regret minimization framework, will I regret not having tried when I die at the end of my life? And he decided that the answer was an obvious yes. So he knew he had to start this thing called Amazon. And obviously, that panned out pretty damn well for Jeff Bezos. Now, I want to give you an action step for each one of these regrets or these decisions that you could regret not making. Your action step for this very first one to prevent this regret is come up with a list of all the things you've always wanted to do. They could be dramatic, like move to China indefinitely, to study medicine or mysticism or whatever it is. Or they could be something a little bit subtler. Like, maybe you've always wanted to be a YouTuber. Maybe you've always wanted to see if you took a risk on your passion, if it could potentially work out. Take some time to journal out the thing you've always wanted to do. Really, if you had all the money, you had all the time, you didn't have to have a job, you didn't care what anyone thought, what would you do? Now, the second thing I think you will regret at the end of your life is never thinking about what you really want from life. You know, Bronnie Ware was a hospice nurse, and she wrote this best-selling book called The 5 Regrets of the Dying. Now, in that book, she shared the most common regrets she noticed being by the bedside of these dying people. But the first one, I think, was so archetypal and so important, because the first one was, I regret not living a life true to myself. Now, what that meant was that these people had lived a life that their society said they should live, the life they thought they should live, the life that their parents or their romantic partners said that they should live, but that's not the life that they wanted to live. You know, they became the banker, but they wanted to be the artist in Paris. They ended up having that safe, secure life with 2.5 kids in the suburbs, but they always wanted to do marine biology research in the Galapagos. They played by the rules they thought they should. They stayed at that company. They stayed in that relationship. They never took the chance on being themselves. So do you really want that family with the 2.5 kids and the white picket fence? Do you really want to become a doctor like your parents want? Do you really want to stay in the city you were always born in? Or have you been craving this grand adventure for a long time? I want to leave you with this action step here that can help you kind of begin dreaming again. And it's by this personal growth author named Jim Rohn, who's a speaker. And he had this article where you write down these lists of who do you want to be, what do you want to do, and what do you want to have. So let's say, who do you want to be? You want to be someone who's super happy and fulfilled about their work. What do you want to do? You want to live in Paris for a year. What do you want to have? A beautiful family in a 5,000 square foot home, okay? So you just take some time for an hour or two. You fill up these columns as much as possible. All the things you want to be, all the things you want to do, the adventures, the careers, the people you want to be with, the shenanigans. And then what do you want to have? It can be material like a house, or it can be immaterial like peace of mind or deep excitement about your work and your relationship. And then he has you break down each of these lists into 3-year goals, I think 5 or 7 year goals, and 10-year goals. And basically, you pick the top 3 you're going to work on within the 3-year range, and you begin working on them today.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.